This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant night with clear skies. In Jerusalem, the weather remains mild and calm. Haifa is experiencing a comfortable night as well. A perfect evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, four IDF soldiers were wounded in a Hezbollah grenade attack in Lebanon, according to JNS. Israeli forces later killed six Hezbollah terrorists in separate engagements. Also, Israel-Lebanon talks continue under U.S. mediation despite a deadlock over Hezbollah disarmament. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, after 11 hours of discussions, negotiations with Lebanon have been extended by one more day, reports Walla. Separately, I-24 News reports Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended an extra day as a deal on IDF withdrawal remains elusive. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IDF hit Hezbollah in Nabatiya this morning. Al Arabiya English posted a short time ago that the UN atomic watchdog chief says strong verification is necessary in Iran to prevent them from developing nuclear weapons. Seth Franzman, a journalist and commentator, posted earlier today suggesting to start with just one area to see if it can work. Let's go deeper, starting with the conflict in Lebanon. JNS reports that four IDF soldiers were wounded in a Hezbollah grenade attack. In response, Israeli forces engaged and killed six Hezbollah terrorists. This escalation highlights the ongoing tension in the region, affecting both military operations and civilian safety. Turning to the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post and Walla provide insights into the Israel-Lebanon talks. Despite a deadlock over Hezbollah disarmament, the negotiations continue under U.S. mediation. Extended discussions in Washington aim to bridge gaps over the IDF's withdrawal. The diplomatic efforts underscore the complexity of the geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, Axios highlights a significant development. Iran fired missiles at Israel earlier today, the first such action since the ceasefire. This move risks unraveling negotiations and could potentially reignite broader conflict, posing a threat to regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a quiet settlement could shape Israel's next generation of laser weapons. An agreement between Elbit and Chivan ends a high-profile industry dispute. This development could influence future defense innovations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a new payment ring will soon allow purchases without a wallet or phone. Starting in July, this fashionable product offers an alternative to traditional credit cards, reflecting technological advancements in consumer finance. And finally, Ynet Business shares that 1,001 maker is saying goodbye to blue and brown candies. Mars plans to launch new artificial dye-free 1,001 in the U.S. for the brand's 85th anniversary. This change could impact consumer sentiment towards iconic brands. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.